51. Menifolis. Menifolis is a crowded, urban city on the west coast of Atlanta. Residents often see tall buildings and skyscrapers in almost every town. Different stores are lined up on every street. In this city, houses and apartments are built in between stores. Shane, a cashier, happens to live in one of its low-cost apartments. One Friday night, Shane arrives at her apartment from work. She is about to enjoy a good meal when she suddenly hears a scream. The store across the street is being robbed. The store owner is helplessly crying, and the thief looks like he is holding a gun. Shane calls 911 right away. An automated operator answers, "Thank you for calling. Please wait." Shane waits. After a few seconds, the store owner screams again, and a gunshot is heard. 52. He's not as young as he thinks. Sam is 60 years old, but is still quite strong. People keep reminding him to be careful as he is no longer young. But he loves to work. He still goes to play golf, take care of his garden, clean the house in his free time, and drink with his friends once in a month. When you see him, you will think he is much younger. One day, while cleaning garden, he drops his bypass lopper. He bends down to pick it up. Suddenly, he is unable to stand back up again. He panics as it is the first time he has experienced this. Slowly, he goes inside the house and calls the doctor. Dr. Stinson says he should immediately go to the hospital. There is something wrong with his back. Sam finally realizes he's not as young as he thinks. 53. Saving money for charity. He had been saving money for months. He wanted to send this care package to his family back in the country. He filled it with branded clothes, shoes, chocolates, foreign books, and more. He knew his brothers will be more than happy to receive them. However, he would not tell them now. He would send the message on his brother's birthday. When the time came, he told his brother to wait for the package to arrive, and they were all excited. Nobody went out of the house. Afternoon came and went. No package pickup arrived. The next day, they waited, too. Still, there was no package. On the third day, they called the company. They were all angry with the delay. To everyone's surprise, the company was already closed due to bankruptcy. 54. Saving money for charity. Mr. Kim always wanted to build his own business. Finally, he had enough money to start his first package pickup service company. Since the country was filled with off-workers, the company was booming. In its third year, he decided to expand the company. He would open a new branch with his new partner, Mr. Badappi. For months, they would hold a meeting and Mr. Badappi would give them updates about the new branch. On the opening day, Mr. Kim decided to hold a party for all employees. The party would be celebrated at the new office. He woke up early in the morning and wore his best suit. When he arrived, everyone was outside. He asked why they didn't go in. They replied, "There's no place to go in." Mr. Kim was confused. He went to the front and realized there was nothing there. 55. Grandpa never grants his wish. Keen is a 10-year-old boy and a lazy kid. He doesn't like his grandpa because he always asks him to buy a pack of cigarettes every day. He's upset because he always follows his grandpa's order, but his grandpa never grants his wish. He wants a bike, his longtime wish. He told his grandpa, "I can buy you cigarettes every day if you buy me a bike." But his grandpa just replies, "I don't have enough money yet, son." One day, Keen got so fed up and yelled, "I will never buy you cigarettes again." He ran away and stayed at his aunt's house for 2 weeks. The sad news reached him about his grandpa's death. Keen was devastated. He went home and mourned in his grandpa's room. Suddenly, something crashed and fell on the floor. It was a coin bank with the label for Keen's bike. Keen then learned that his grandpa had been selling cigarettes to save up for his wish. 56. Always drive slowly. Etta was driving to the pharmacy to buy medicine for her mother who was suffering from back pain. The road had fewer vehicles than usual, so she decided to accelerate. Before entering the pharmacy, she needed to park her car. Etta didn't like the store's parking space because it was too narrow, so she decided to park on the roadside. Before she could reach the parking space, a dog crossed the street. She immediately turned to avoid it, but she ended up hitting and breaking the no parking sign. The officer on duty rushed towards her to check the situation. Etta was fine, but she needed to settle the damage she caused. The next day, while going home, Etta passed the pharmacy and she saw that the no parking sign is new. She remembered what happened and decided to always drive slowly. 57. Mr. Ray Russell. It was a busy week and the team needed a new assistant to help with the paperwork. They decided to put an ad on Craigslist. Within a day, they received lots of applicants. However, they only needed one. They screened all of the applicants and accepted a certain Miss Raina Russell. In her resume, she said she didn't have work experience yet, but was willing to learn. Her qualifications were above average. They told Miss Russell to start working on Monday. When Monday came, a person claiming to be Miss Russell arrived. They were doubtful as she wasn't a she at all. He was a petite man. Later they found out that he's a transgender who had undergone surgery, but wasn't able to legally change his gender status yet. He preferred to be called Mr. Ray Russell. 58. It is empty. Mika and Moises are siblings who both love chocolate. Mika always gets the chocolate bar her mother brings while Moises receives the chocolate drink. Both of them enjoy all the different brands of chocolate. But among these, their favorite is Mandamp. And one day, their mother brings in a huge Mandamp M container. Completely in love with Mandamp M chocolate, Mika and Moises do not want to share it with each other. Each of them asks for it, but their mother refuses. To win her affection, Mika cleans her room. Moises, on the other hand, waters the garden. Despite this, their mother still said no. That night, Mika and Moises decide to work together to get that chocolate. They sneak out of their bedroom and into the kitchen. They grab the Mandamp M container and open it. Surprisingly, it is empty. 59. Everyone was buzzing. It was the season for festivities at the countryside of Montana. Everyone was buzzing with thrill. Homemakers joyfully prepare dishes for guests. George, a young, fit, and handsome cowboy, was there to join the town folks and to celebrate. During the festival night, George seemed to enjoy every part of it. He visited one house after another. In every home he went, hosts happily offered their hearty, delicious dishes. Feeling grateful, George gobbled up any food given to him. It was a great night. But despite this, he was completely exhausted. So, he went straight to bed after visiting the last house in town. His tummy was full, and he was well rested. All of the sudden, he began having strange dreams. He dreamt of talking food. The most bizarre part of it was that he was the fat, naked cowboy who ate them all. 60. Janice smiles and hugs Hansel. The competition is tough. In fact, it's one of the hotly contested in the school yet. Running candidates for presidency, Janice and Hansel, are the top two students. While it may seem like they're born rivals, they are actually close friends. In fact, when Janice ran for classroom presidency, Hansel ran for vice presidency. When Janice volunteered as class representative, Hansel asked to be her assistant. They were inseparable. That is, until now. When counting begins, Janice is leading by 5 votes. However, they end up in a tie. That's when the council remembers that the transferee didn't cast her vote. They call the new voter to break the tie. The transferee doesn't want to do it, but it seems that she has no choice. She's about to make her decision when Hansel said, "I concede." Janice wins. Janice smiles and hugs Hansel.